Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine, part two for this June 1st, 2023. 10:32 on the clock. You have your host, James, here, and I am joined by one of my favorite people to talk to, Miss Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW Extension. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, James. Did you really say it's June 1st?
Yeah.
How can that be?
I know. I don't know what happened to May. Did anybody see May? Because I don't know what happened to it. I didn't even notice it was gone. Thanks for being here today, Laura. We always love talking 4-H. Love talking with you. Got a kind of a special show today because you guys have a new partnership that we wanted to kick things off talking about. And I just was able to do a little homework on this. And I just a little bit I've heard is exciting.
Mm-hmm. So have you had a conversation on the show before about AmeriCorps?
Not too much. No. Okay. And I thought that'd be a great place to start.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. Wood County 4-H is going to be able to partner with AmeriCorps to really expand the services that we have to offer young people in Wood County. Mm-hmm. And really, you know, I'm just going to admit that 4-H can't reach everybody. I think we have incredible goals. I think we have an incredible vision and an incredible mission. But it's the need is too great for just one organization to tackle on their own.
Yeah.
And so partnerships really allow organizations to really extend their reach, you know, to do more, to reach more people, and to do more good in communities. And that's what AmeriCorps is all about. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have heard about the Peace Corps, and they understand about, like, Americans volunteering in countries around the world. Mm-hmm. But not everybody realizes that we have a program right here in the United States called AmeriCorps, and the mission is very much like Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. It's to go out and do good in the communities, to kind of help communities strengthen systems within so that they can function better, that they can do things to just improve the lives of people in communities and strengthen the communities overall.
I think it's great bringing up the Peace Corps because, I think most people understand that work on the surface. Mm-hmm. And that's all we're looking for is the understanding this on the surface because it entails so many different things.
Absolutely. And the Peace Corps has been around since the Kennedy administration.
Yeah, that's right.
And AmeriCorps has kind of gone through some transitions and stuff, but kind of took its current form sometime in the 1990s.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. If you haven't worked with them before, you might not even realize that it's here.
Yeah.
So, and the reason I wanted to bring it up is because, yes, we know that we're going to have AmeriCorps working with Wood County 4-H. Mm-hmm. And right now is the time for me to start recruiting, to find a candidate that can fill that position. So I thought, what better place to start than right here in the community that the AmeriCorps member would be serving in? So
I have no doubt that member you're looking for is out there, is out there in this community right here. I'm positive. I bet on it. When it comes to that person, that candidate, I don't want to say what you're looking for, but what the 4-H AmeriCorps is looking for.
Right. It's a great question. What we're looking for is somebody who really is interested in going out into the community and helping teach, especially working with kids somewhere in that kindergarten through high school range. That's the 4-H target area. But what we'll be doing is partnering with local schools, and maybe it'll be Boys and Girls Club or some other youth-serving organizations throughout Wood County. But I want to really focus on this southern part of Wood County for this year. And what they'll be doing is going and leading hands-on education programs like 4-H is known for, but really working with the partners that they're working with, saying, okay, you know, let's say it's a school. Maybe that school needs help with an after-school program. Mm-hmm. So the AmeriCorps member would be going in and helping do education programs in that after-school program. And what do they want it on? Do they want it on STEM, on science programs? Mm-hmm. Great, that's what they would do. If they need extra help on maybe it's food and nutrition, that's what the person would do. So it's not something that I'm going to be able to say right now. This is exactly what that person needs to know about, because one of the biggest things is building relationships and making sure that we meet the needs of the community. And who better to know that than the partner organization we're working with?
Yeah.
So I think people skills is really is really a key piece, and an interest, especially in youth. Mm-hmm. And helping to teach youth.
See, I think that number's thinned a little bit, but boy, they got stronger because a lot of people are listening to that right now. And I know that you out there are like, well, wait a minute, that I'm already doing a lot of those mm-hmm. things, or we have people in our community doing similar things already. So we're already starting to find some candidates. We're already starting to get some people here. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was going to say, you bet. And the people who typically serve with AmeriCorps, there's no one typical person, right?
Yeah.
For some people, it's they've already hit retirement mm-hmm. and they still want to get out and serve their community. Yeah. So joining AmeriCorps is a great option for them. For others, maybe they're right out of high school and they want to start building some job skills. Great candidates. Mm-hmm. We can do that. And maybe they're recent college grads and they're trying to get some experience before going on to grad school or to make them more employable. That's something that AmeriCorps does. They're working not only for their community, but they're working and gaining skills themselves.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things, and it's similar to what we were talking about with Rick at Midstate, where this is one of those fields you get into. And, you know, there's plenty of incentives and everything, but there's the incentive that we just really couldn't word or put a price tag on or anything, that the feel good of doing good in your community, mm-hmm. the feel good of putting back in, of contributing, of those things. Again, I know we've got people out there that do this stuff all the time. So it's interesting to have a position available for that kind of thing. And especially if you want to specifically work with the 4-H, you want to be able to impact this particular area. When does the position start? Is there any other details we should give people about it?
Sure. So we're accepting applications right now, and we don't have an application per se. It's a resume and cover letter just submitted to me. And we'll be taking those through about July 10th.
Okay.
And then we'll go through interviews. Mm-hmm. And then we need to have that candidate identified by August 7th. Okay. Because yes, they identify, or we identify and we work with them, but they then actually enroll in that federal AmeriCorps program.
Yeah.
And then it would be boots on the ground starting in September. This position is what's called a three-quarter time position. Mm-hmm. So it runs from September through August of 2024.
Okay.
And over that time, they'll serve for 1,200 hours.
Okay.
And it's not pure volunteer. There is a living allowance given, and that's $15,000 over the course of that September to August period.
Mm-hmm.
That only works out to about $12.50 an hour. It's not a lot, right?
Yeah.
So, but one of the real benefits of AmeriCorps is after you complete your service, after you complete that 1,200 hours of service, you get an educational award.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't give exact numbers on what that educational award will be because it changes every year. It's near $5,000.
Yeah.
That can be used to pay for school that's coming up. It can be used to pay off student loans. And, you know, I said it could be a great position for somebody in retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Parents or grandparents can give that educational award to their children or grandchildren.
Oh, cool.
It has to be like direct relation.
Mm.
But that's kind of a cool benefit, too. So
those are all great incentives. And when we're talking about, especially the type of people that we're speaking to here that might be good candidates, oftentimes those people are doing things for free.
Mm-hmm.
Any amount, any siphon is a good siphon when it comes down to it. And I think also for so many of us, I got a tattoo done yesterday, and I was talking to Dawn about this. There was a Brooke and a girl that works over at the ODC. All three of us are in fields that are not exactly, they don't build Rockefeller. You know, they don't.
Sure.
Not a lot of people getting becoming millionaires, being a tattoo artist, or working in radio, or working at the OD. But we make a decent paycheck. We make a good paycheck. We're keeping the lights on, and most importantly, we can't put a price on doing something we love to do or doing something that we feel contributes to our community.
Right.
All of us kept coming back to that. Like, yeah, it'd be nice to make more, but it's not worth giving up. I could have left radio. I could leave radio right now and go to something that pays more. I'm not interested in that. I love what I do. I love working for this community. My boss is the community. You out there, that's my boss.
Mm-hmm.
I got a good gig. I'm okay with that. I think with a position like this, you're going to find a lot of candidates in that similar area.
Yeah, it's really about making a life and making a life that's meaningful to you.
Yeah.
Right? And I tell you what, the days that I go to work and all I'm doing is the computer work and the administration, I walk home exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just drained. But the days where I really, like, I get to engage with the young people and work with them hand in hand. And I mean, I walk away just energized. Yeah. Like, wow. You know, I feel like when I'm working with those young people, that's the stuff that fills my cup. That's the thing that makes mm-hmm. me go, oh, yes, this is why I do it. And this AmeriCorps position is all about that. It's all about getting to do that direct work with young people, watching their eyes light up when they make a connection, or when something just finally clicks, or when they learn something new that really sparks their soul. So it's something that I don't know. If I could trade my position for this one, I just might, so I could get rid of that administration.
I'm hearing a little bit about that. And I don't blame you. It's something that even pulls at me, and I didn't mm-hmm. come into this thinking about that. Even though I've done a little homework on AmeriCorps and learned a little bit about them that I didn't even know over the week, what I encourage other people to do, too, is if you're interested in about this, do learn a little bit about AmeriCorps. You can go to AmeriCorps.gov and find out more. It's a great website. They've got everything broken down for you. And also, because I had a buddy do this, they answer the phone. Like, there's actual real people there and everything. So that's pretty cool. So if you want to reach out and actually talk to them and ask some questions, that's not a bad idea either.
Yeah. And I would always be so happy to answer questions about that, you know, what the work would be here locally. Mm-hmm. And the really cool thing is this position isn't going to be standing alone. Wisconsin 4-H has a new partnership with AmeriCorps. Mm-hmm. And so the person starting here in Wood County is going to be starting with a cohort of others across Wisconsin, and they'll train together, and then they'll be able to, like, build that community of understanding and relationships. So sharing ideas, sharing information. Hey, this worked really well. Hey, you should try this. Oh my gosh, don't even go here because it was terrible, you know, and there's a lot of value in that. So, the relationships, I mean, it's just an incredible network. So a great place for somebody starting off in the career field if they really want to start making connections. It's a great opportunity there. But like I said, there's not just one perfect demographic for a position like this. Mm-hmm. It can really fulfill the needs of so many that are just looking to be able to get out and help the community.
And we know you're out there, and we encourage you to reach out to Laura and our friends at the 4-H about this. We'll give you her contact information before we wrap up. For now, I'm going to take a quick break and come back with more Morning Magazine on WFHR. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Morning Magazine. We're speaking with our good friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension. Laura, we've been talking a little bit about the partnership of AmeriCorps joining the 4-H and helping us here in our communities and that. There's other partnerships and other organizations that the 4-H has been working with.
Right. Over and over. I think it's so important to realize that when we work together, we can get so much more done. We mm-hmm. can do so much more together. And like I said earlier, the need is so great. And so banding together wherever we can is just incredible. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight was we have summer camp coming up in just a couple of weeks. And if you've been to the grocery store lately or done anything else, you know that costs have really gone up. Mm. And so as we were planning camp and we started totaling like what the cost was going to be per camper, it was well over $300 per camper.
Yeah.
And it's not something that families are able to easily afford.
Yeah.
So I reached out to Encourage and applied for a bridge grant, and they've come through with a fantastic grant to help us pay for the bus. With their help, we've been able to bring the and with other partners too, I should say, mm-hmm. we've been able to bring the cost of camp down to $150 per camper.
Wow.
And then here's something that I didn't know. Mm. You know, I didn't know how Encourage always works. You know, mm-hmm. I understand the grant application piece. But then a couple of weeks after finding out that we got the grant to pay for the bus for the kids, I got this incredible letter in the mail. Mm. And the Earl and Vivian Hafe's donor advised fund through Encourage sent a check for camperships.
Oh,
so
wow.
For those families that still struggle to meet that $150 threshold, they just sent a check. And basically it says, you know what? We want kids to experience camp.
Mm-hmm.
Here, take this, help some kids go to camp.
Oh,
and I tell
me.
You what.
That got me.
Oh. I don't always have those days where I open the mail and my jaw drops open. Yeah. And I just, you know, it was amazing.
That's beautiful. That's really cool. Shout out to them. That's
absolutely
really cool.
And how do we do that without people seeing the value of the programs that people are putting on and recognizing the good work that's happening in the community?
Yeah.
What was it? Was it October of, or maybe it was November? I just remember coming here and having a conversation with you, James, on the radio and saying, oh my gosh, the Snyder 4-H Club just burned down.
Yeah.
And you asked, like, well, what can we do? And I'm like, right now, what we need most is we need a place for this 4-H Club to be able to continue meeting and doing the great things that they do for the kids. And it was hardly any time later, and I had a phone call, right?
Yeah,
The VFW Post, the Buckley Baldwin, had called and said, hey, you know what? We've got a space right here, and we want to help. We want 4-H to come and meet. And they're still meeting there.
Yeah.
We hope that ground is going to be broken here before October for a new Snyder 4-H Club building. But I just talked to Paul from the VFW a few weeks ago, and he's like, you know what? We are here as long as Snyder 4-H Club needs us to be here. And I just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, what more do you say?
There's no words.
Yeah.
There's no words for it. Again, you can't describe some of these things. And that what we're talking about is a feeling that you can have being a part of this, too, whether it's AmeriCorps or just volunteering in general at the 4-H. The horrible audio interview we're doing right now, where we have no words for these feelings, you can feel that, too. You can be a part of that. We encourage you to be a part of that because it's something I think most people do know what it's like to feel good, to do something good, to do something selfless. But putting it on this level is so different. And especially when you are helping strangers, essentially people that you may not know their first name, may not know them well or anything. And you're doing that or you're helping kids. We talk about it all the time, and I still don't think we talk about it enough. They're the future. They're everything. Everything it should be about making sure that they are ready to take over, that they are ready to be able to run this thing for us so that we, you know, maybe we can retire or whatever. But we need this. And that group, that family, I should say, that offered that and put that donation in so that those kids wouldn't be having that taken from them. I don't even know how many kids that's going to help, but those are kids that are going to experience camp that may have not otherwise.
Yep.
And who knows what that sparks in them. Maybe they want to be camp counselors. Maybe they want to work in 4-H. Maybe they want to work in nature. Maybe it just they just have a good experience, and that's okay, too.
Yeah.
But whatever that is an investment. That's an investment in our future. I don't think there's anything bigger we could be doing in life than that. Being a part of all of this, you can feel that too. And just a big thank you to those, to that family, to Encourage, to, of course, our great friends at the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. We love our friends over there.
Well, and one of the pieces is sometimes it looks like what you're doing is something so small.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just supporting it in whatever way. It's not a big deal. Like, okay, so we open the doors. What's the big deal? And yet it is. Because when you do youth development work, purposeful and intentionally, I just think about it. You know, we hear that analogy of snowballs all the time, right? And so kids like, oh, this is kind of cool. Makes me want to come back next time.
Yep.
And then somebody is really kind to them next time. And that person who is so kind is in some sort of a leadership role. And then those kids think, you know what? Like, wow, that was so cool. I want to do what they are doing. So they're going to take a step up into leadership. And they're going to spread kindness throughout the club. Or they're going to share skills throughout the club. And it just keeps growing and growing. Then they graduate high school. They go to college. They come back as volunteers. Maybe they come back as parents. Whatever. But it's not only about those skills and maybe what a career they might end up in, but it's the community service that they come back to do. It's the, you know, if we took a look at our different government levels, you would be shocked to see how many 4-H members are actually in government, whether it's at the local, you know, the township, all the way up through to Congress at the national level, because they learn about like meeting function and they learn about decision making and they learn all of those skills. So I have a really hard time wrapping up into a neat little package the impact that people have when they support 4-H.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many different tangents that it goes off in. It is so meaningful, and you just never know. You know, in the case of allowing a family to afford sending two kids to camp,
mm-hmm.
they see it, they have a blast, they want to come back next time. Mm-hmm. They look up to the camp counselors and they go like, wow, those people are really mm-hmm. cool. So they set goals to become camp counselors. And when they're in camp counselor training, they learn about how much work actually goes into it yeah. and how much planning those counselors are doing. You know, it's job skills, it's leadership, it's concrete, like just, we've talked about cake making mm-hmm. and woodworking and all of that. Yes, it's all of those things. And AmeriCorps and the Encourage Foundation and the VFW and all of the partners that we're working with are critically important parts to make all of that big stuff happen.
Yeah, I put the challenge out there to people that, you know, to right now think about this as you're listening. Laura and I, did you have anybody in your life when you were growing up do something like this for you? Did they step up? Did they show you some kindness or help you with something or whatever? And maybe it was a family friend or a teacher, or maybe it was a stranger. But I guarantee that almost everybody out there, all of you out there listening, have had that experience. Mm-hmm. Here's an opportunity to pay it forward. Here's an opportunity to be able to, you know, do what was done for you to do for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of many greater things in life than to be able to pass thing that, like that on, or be able to do something like that, to be a part of these kind of things. And we did have one more group of that we wanted to talk about as far as the Encourage and Buckley and these. I noticed Marshfield School District is on there too.
Yeah, so Marshfield School District and the First Presbyterian Church mm-hmm, up in Marshfield. Mm-hmm. Again, this is just an incredible partnership. Maybe you've looked around, maybe you haven't, but we have a growing Latino population.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard for young people to succeed in school when their parents feel completely disconnected from.
Yeah.
And so we've been working really hard with the FPC and with Marshfield School District to help families learn how to get engaged in their schools and help parents and students feel like they belong. And that might not, on the surface, look like 4-H work, but it absolutely is, because at 4-H, we're always going by four guiding principles, and number one is belonging. Mm-hmm. And helping parents and students feel like they are welcome and they belong in that school is mm-hmm. going to help them to thrive in that school. It's going to help them to achieve graduation. Mm-hmm. But that's not a program that we can do by ourselves. I could try, or Jasmine yeah. could try to go up and go into the school district and or into the area and mm-hmm. offer programs, but without the partnership of the administration and the teachers and everything mm-hmm. else, it can't happen. And so one of my goals is, and if we're able to, you know, it's all going to depend on that AmeriCorps position and the skills that the person brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're able to extend that sort of programming down here into the southern part of the county, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
One thing I just really want to say, and I'm going to consider all of our listeners today as partners as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to help other people see like what you see in them.
Mm.
So as we're talking about this position, people might, I don't have the skills for that.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, we're our own worst judges.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're talking about this position, if you think of somebody like, you know what, I don't know if that's right for me, but I bet so-and-so would do a great job, I would ask you to invite them, to just say, you know what, I think you would be great working with students. Would you think about maybe doing this program with 4-H? I think you'd be a great fit. That is one of the most powerful pieces of recognition mm-hmm. because we doubt ourselves. We criticize ourselves, and yet we don't understand just the magic that's within. So one of the most powerful things we can do is help other people see the magic we see in them.
Very well said. So. Very well done, Laura. Oh, it's a perfect way to wrap up. And it just happens to be we're at last minute. So that worked out perfect. Nicely done by you.
Yeah.
I mean it. That's a great way to wrap up. That's nice. With some of the things we've talked about today, if people are interested in learning more about AmeriCorps or just learning more about the 4-H, how they can have participate in things or get their kids involved, how can they get in touch with you, Laura?
So I'm going to give you my phone number first with a caveat.
Mm.
Okay, so the phone number is 715-421-8439. And the caveat is, it's June. It's summer camp season. It's summer academy season. It's all of the things. So yeah. I will be away from the office a lot in June. If you're most comfortable using the phone, though, please make that call, and somebody in the office will then get a message to me. The other option is email. And even if I'm away, I can check email. That's Laura, L-A-U-R-A, dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, that's W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
Always good talking with you, Laura. Looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
Thanks so much, James.
We'll have more Morning Magazine for you tomorrow right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.